Bear Podcast, the podcast for bears and cubs, episode 61. This is Maynard, and some of you guys may know me as Nard in the show. I'm here in Houston, still a little shaky about what happened within the past few days. This is going to be a short show because I would like to address an issue about what's been going on. I got a call from John McMullen of Sirius Satellite Radio at Q106. He's the head honcho of Bear Talk Radio. Actually, he was on vacation, and he didn't know what's been happening. So he had someone else cover for him while he was away. He only found out about the issue from a friend of his who listens to Bear Podcast. So he called me, and we had a chat. He asked me how I am, and he wanted to hear my side. So I did tell him pretty much what I said in the previous episode, episode 60. So he said that if ever that happened, at that point in time, he apologizes. He was telling me that their station supports diversity and tolerance, and he just couldn't believe that the one who called me up would say those things. So he apologized, and they're reviewing or changing their screening process if they're going to have guests on their shows. Oh, here's a voicemail from Roy.
Hey, everybody. This is Excalibur. As Maynard has probably already explained to you, we have talked with John at the Bear Talk show, and he's apologized and everything. I'm not going to reiterate everything that Maynard said, but I wanted to chime in with a couple of points myself. Apparently it was brought to my attention that it sounded like on episode 60 that I was asking all of you out there to boycott Sirius Satellite Radio itself. I don't know if that's how I came across or not. If I did, I do apologize to Sirius Satellite Radio. I'm not asking you to boycott Sirius Satellite Radio itself. I highly support Sirius Satellite Radio. I was asking for a boycott of the show itself. I was asking for a boycott of Bear Talk, not Sirius Satellite Radio. I want that to be absolutely clear. If I came across as a little confrontational on episode 60, unfortunately, that's the way that I am. When something seriously does piss me off, it seriously pisses me off. I mean, I know I seem like an outspoken, goofy bear, but when something seriously pisses me off, it's not pretty. I'm not going to apologize for the way that I attacked on episode 60, but I am going to apologize if it made it sound like I was asking for you to boycott Sirius Satellite Radio itself, because that was not my intention. That was not what I was trying to convey. Okay? Thank you very much.
Of course, what Excalibur says, I don't have any control. That's his opinion and that's his reaction, but that's what podcasting is all about, stating your opinions, your points of view, ranting. And that's why we have voicemail lines and email so listeners can communicate what they think. And this has been an eye-opener for me, actually, and hopefully it's the same with the people in Bear Talk Radio. For what it's worth, I did listen on Wednesday night on Sirius 106 using the free three-day pass so I could listen to my friends who are on the show, and they did the interview. Well, the show is not bad. They have interesting guests. They try to get bear groups to promote their bear runs. Pretty much what I do, too. The only difference is that they're paid to do it, and I'm not. So, going back to what John McMullen said, Sirius Satellite Radio OutQ promotes diversity and tolerance. I applaud that, and I totally support that. So, John, if you're listening, I accept your apology. And maybe when I see you at the Bear Run, we could meet up face-to-face and chat a bit. Maybe grab a beer. Episode 60 was the most controversial episode I've ever done, and I hope it's the last. So, well, we'll see. We'll see in the future. So, what are we going to do now after all this? Well, all I can say is we should move on. We all should move on. I'm going to put all this behind me. It may be forgiven, but not easily forgotten. I'll live. Well, well, just remember, let's all continue supporting the bear community. And at the same time, embrace diversity and embrace tolerance. Let's all just have some fun. I would like to acknowledge Dave from SF Movie Bears, who helped me and John McMullen to communicate and get this straightened out. So thank you very much, Dave. And I would like to acknowledge my LiveJournal friends who commented on what happened. So guys, take it easy now, okay? We've taken care of it, okay? And of course, all of you guys listening to the show, I really appreciate it when you guys download the episodes, and, you know, I thank you all for subscribing via iTunes. And, of course, last but not least, my partner, Mike. I love him dearly, so dearly. I'll be seeing him this weekend in New Orleans. We're going to Jazz Fest. That should be fun. Okay, guys, I'll be back next week to bring you guys some topics of interest. Bear events, of course, and Wolf What a Bear feature. Oh, by the way, I forgot.
Yeah, that's it.
Nice. Nice butt.
Yeah,
so what's your number?
Can I buy you a beer?
Do you work out a lot?
Do you come here often?
Wolf What a Bear.
I decided to feature John again. yes, he's on a mission right now to lose weight by doing a lifestyle overhaul. His goal is to lose 75 pounds by the end of the year. So good luck to you, John, and thank you for calling me. Yeah, you can visit him at johnmcmullen.com. If you go to bearpodcast.com, you'll see some videos of him at TBRU. Just look at TBRU Part 3 video blog. You'll see him on stage. Okay, yeah, check John McMullen out at www.johnmcmullen.com. So that's it, guys. If you have any comments, and you can send me an email, bearchaser@bearpodcast.com. And the official website is www.bearpodcast.com. And you can send me voice messages at 206-222-BEAR. That's 206-222-2327. Subscribe via iTunes. And you can just look for Bear Podcast when searching. Just one word, Bear Podcast. We have a Frapper map, so go see it. And see, you can see other listeners where they are. And go ahead and post your location also. Well, thank you guys for listening. I really appreciate it. Many wolves and many hugs.